Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. This morning we have Nikki Price. So wonderful to have you kind of migrate down to Central County. And pleasure to have you first time on Lincoln County Connections to talk about the Lincoln City Cultural Center. You know, really, I think you do an excellent job of getting the word out that I notice into the media, and it seems like your public outreach is just really top-notch. But for those who are listening now who don't have really any idea of what you do there, or maybe some idea of what you do, what are the variety of activities that happen at the Cultural Center?
So the Lincoln City Cultural Center is 17,000 square feet, and it's the old D. Lake School building. And we have taken all the different spaces, the different classrooms and the gym, and turned each one into a program-specific room. Mm. On the upper level, we have the auditorium, which seats up to 200 people, but most of our shows are around 100 or less. So it's a very mm-hmm. comfortable size. It's about half the size of a standard basketball court. And we have an elevated stage, acoustic engineering, theatrical light and sound, and a nice. Small sound system. So we can accommodate bands of, I would say, up to about 15 people on stage. And so that's our performing arts auditorium. We also have a dance studio, and we have a fine art gallery that's named after P.J. Chessman, mm-hmm. one of the founders of our center. It's called the Chessman Gallery.
I see.
We do 12 shows a year in the Chessman Gallery. The director is Krista Eddy, and that program has really been coming along beautifully in the last 3 years.
And that's primarily like a visual art?
That's a visual art yeah. space, right. And we have openings on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7. Right now we have Janet Runger's work in there. She's a Toledo artist, and she's just wonderful, nice. Assemblage artist. And that's up through Monday. I encourage anybody in Lincoln City who's interested in sort of steampunk, imaginative art, that's like it's like sculpture made of anything you could possibly imagine.
So assemblage art, it's kind of a three-dimensional
yeah,
type
made
of work.
Yeah, made of found objects. My favorite piece is a pelican that is about half size of a normal pelican, but its neck, the feathers are metal measuring tapes. So if you can imagine the feathers made from metal measuring tape.
Interesting.
And then the feathers are tires or some sort of rubber. It's very interesting. Really, really cool work. There's not very often that someone will walk in there and come out and just say, wow, who did that?
Neat.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going on in the Chessman Gallery. We also have two meeting spaces on the upper level, as well as Lincoln City's official visitor information center and a gift shop and a yoga studio.
So the meeting spaces, obviously you can rent those, but what types of size range will those allow for?
So that allows for 25 at table and 40 for theater style.
Wow.
And it's equipped with a sink, wipe-off boards, blinds, projector screen, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's our small meeting space, and then we also use the auditorium as a meeting space.
So, you know, give us an idea. How long in this, and it seems like you've been building this capacity to a certain degree, but really, what are the challenges of keeping this all going? You know, as the director, I mean, imagine you rely on a lot of volunteers.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So the Lincoln City Cultural Center is an official nonprofit, and it's a new name for the Coastal Communities Cultural Center, or the Four Cs. So people are probably familiar with this nonprofit. It's actually been a nonprofit since 1992, I believe. And so just in the last couple of years, we've changed the name, but it's still the same organization. And we moved into the D. Lake School about 10 years ago. Mm. We signed the lease in late 2006. And when we got there, it was an old school that needed a lot of repairs and upgrades. So for the first 5 years that we were there, we offered some programming, but not a great deal, because we were really busy raising and spending money. And we did a number of really important things that made the D. Lake School habitable and comfortable for modern audiences. The bathrooms, for example, used to be elementary school bathrooms that were kind of dug out. And so we spent I think it's, the figure is something like $75,000 on two new bathrooms that are handicap accessible and really nice and comfortable. Yeah. And it just changes your whole experience.
Yeah.
The auditorium acoustics, we spent about $100,000 on the auditorium acoustics, turning it in from a gym with a very hard, clattery sound mm-hmm. to a really beautiful, warm sound. And a lot of people come in and ask, was this a church? And so it has that sort of feel inside.
Yeah. Yeah, and it does have that look to architecturally.
Architecturally,
It definitely is something different.
Electrical, heat, handicap access, a lot of window repairs, lighting. You know, so basically, the first 5 years we spent doing our renovations. So then, in 2011, we started to really do a lot of programs, and our most recent year, 2015, our fiscal year 2015, we did 321 programs and counted about 32,000 people.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Really. You built that capacity and obviously are running people and programs through this facility. Let's take a quick break. Nikki Price, Director of Lincoln City Cultural Center. You're on Lincoln County Connections. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Nikki Price is on with us today, talking about the Lincoln City Cultural Center. She is the executive director. And Nikki, we were kind of talking about this history of getting this really neat facility to capacity. And you had said, how many thousands of people go through the center a year?
And that's a patron count, and those are people that we can definitely count.
32,000 in a patron count.
And that doesn't count a lot of people, a lot of events that we don't do crowd counts on. For example, the farmers market.
Mm.
That happens every Sunday, indoors until May, then outdoors from May through October. And there's no official count on those, and if you've ever been there on a Sunday, you know that that's got to be in the thousands every Sunday.
It's quite crowded.
It has really become probably the most successful, busy event in Lincoln City on a given Sunday.
We love the variety, of the farmers market down here, and then being able to go up there on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's just, you have some similar individuals, but it's a totally different world too, which is really neat.
Yeah,
to see how different it can be.
I'm sorry, dude,
just from not that many miles away.
Yeah, and they've done such a good job building it up, and we have a great location, and we really want to continue to work with them and be partners so that we can both benefit from all the work they've put in. I don't know what their official start date is, but I think they're maybe 12 years they've been working as a market.
Mm-hmm.
But every Sunday, when things are really busy, that's the biggest demonstration of the limitations of the space of the cultural center. And it shows how the parking was not really designed for being a cultural center. It was not designed to be a schoolyard.
Do you guys have some plans to, do you have the space to reorient the parking?
It's 2.5 acres. I think that if the parking were redesigned, we could probably, I would say, double the amount of spaces that we have. That would take away some of the grass that we enjoy now, but if it was done properly, I think we can get a lot more cars on there. And if you've ever driven through, I think you would agree that it's designed as a bus pull through, and there used to be portables in the backyard and a little playground. So if you can see where all those things used to be, and you know that it wasn't really designed for maximum cars.
I would imagine that now you guys are so bustling, it's given folks an opportunity. And we talked about the stage size. You and I were talking about how it's really certain acts that might, say, come to a performing arts center that may be too small for, but there are so many artists who it's the perfect size for.
Yes.
And I just wanted you to mention something about that because, what I see you guys doing is filling this niche that isn't available otherwise. And, we're going to run out of time pretty soon. And talk about this value as you've seen it grow. I mean, just imagine Lincoln City now without the cultural center. I mean, where would folks go? They wouldn't, right?
Right, Right. That's certainly how I see it. You know, I'm a parent of two kids who are in the school district. And I think that it's really important that they have some place to go, that they can go to do Missoula Children's Theater in the summertime, or they can go on a field trip to see the art gallery, or they can come for an after school program. I mean, we can't take the place of the schools, of course, but I think we provide something special for them to aspire to be or do.
Yeah.
And every day I see people in the cultural center pursuing things that I don't know where they would be pursuing them if it wasn't for us. We have lots of yoga classes, for example, and we are the perfect place for you, that. And we also have a hula class. We have Zumba. Downstairs, we have artist studios that we can rent out at an affordable rate. And so we have ceramics and textiles and bodywork, different things happening downstairs in the classrooms downstairs. And we're just getting ready to open our commercial kitchen, and that's going to be able to provide food for our events and possibly serve the broader community, farmers markets and caterers too. And I see all those things just providing a venue for someone to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And they can't really do some of these things at the community center or at a church or at the casino. You know, they all have their places in our community. We are this secular, quasi-public place.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, really essential. And not to be redundant about the musical artists, for example, but many of the artists I see coming through, I know just wouldn't have any other possible venues, honestly.
My favorite ones are the artists who are a little bit too big for a lounge or a bar, but they're not quite big enough to sell out, say, the Pack or you know, Les Schwab Amphitheater, but they have some real renown. John Reichman and the Jaybirds are coming later this month, and they're from Canada. They tour. They're just fantastic bluegrass artists, but we're really the only place in the Central Coast that they could perform that could seat 150 people that's available.
Yeah.
So we can bring that for people who like Americana music.
Incredible artists among just so many different things. Nikki Price, Lincoln City Cultural Center. She's the director. We'll be back with her to wrap up the program. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections. We are talking about Lincoln City's Cultural Center. Nikki Price, she's the executive director with us this morning. Nikki, let's talk about your open house. What is going to happen, and do you do this every year?
No.
You don't?
No.
So what makes this special?
So on April 19th, we're going to be hosting a business after hours and open house in conjunction with the Lincoln City Chamber of Commerce. And we'd like everybody to come to this event, enjoy a little food and drink, and then kind of have a wander at the Cultural Center and see what's going on. If you haven't been in for a while, we'll have all our doors open, and you can see how we're sort of creating this nonprofit public partnership for the benefit of a lot of small businesses as well as the general public. But the main focus is the kitchen downstairs. We had an old cafeteria kitchen down there, and if anybody out there went to D. Lake School, they remember where that kitchen is and where the cafeteria room is. And it's a really charming little space, but it's a downstairs space. It's not that large, but it's just big enough for a commercial kitchen that will serve our center. So over the last 5 years, we've been slowly knocking down all the different barriers to bringing that commercial kitchen up to code. And the Lincoln County Economic Development Grant provided two really important pieces of that. The first one was a grant, I believe it was 2012, that brought all the water in the building up to drinkable standards, which seems like ancient history now. But at the time, when I first came to the center in 2011, we couldn't drink the water because of the lead pipes and the rust.
Okay.
So that's the first thing we did, is we brought fresh potable water to all the parts of the center, including the kitchen. And then the second piece was a $10,000 grant to redo the venting system, which had to be completely redone in the downstairs. Then the vent goes out to the outside and had to sort of take this little circuitous route out to the front. And then we did a piece of public art out front that covers the storm. So if you see that piece by Sam Briseño that's out on the front, that's designed to be a trellis that will cover that escapement for the downstairs kitchen.
Very clever.
So those two grants were provided by Lincoln County. We were so grateful to because those are big tickets, and there's no other way we could have had that paid for. Then smaller grants over time paid for new windows. That was Pacific Power. Paid for a kitchen, I mean a refrigerator, an oven from the Austin Family Foundation, and basically we've just been writing ongoing grants to get that paid for.
Yeah. Well, and illustration of the community and the value they see, you know, that you're providing.
Right.
And the economic development grant, you know, wonderful. In fact, were you a recipient then on 2015?
No, we haven't. We haven't gone out for them in a couple of years. So these are all from 2012, 13 that we received those grants. And we've just been building on them.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're there for, is that they can provide part of a bigger community project.
I think it's such a great example of the types of grants that I know the commissioners and the Economic Development Alliance Board are looking for, because as you bring in this kitchen, now tell me how that's going to, you know, expand what people can do.
Right. So currently when we do events, we have to get a temporary restaurant license. And that costs us staff time and money and hassle for all of us to individually craft a permit for everything that we do. So once this gets fully licensed, we'll be able to provide food for all of our events at a better cost and a greater amount of convenience. So more money in the pockets of the cultural center.
Well, and then as a chef or somebody I can, or a caterer, this gives me that ability to work in house there.
Yes,
then essentially.
Exactly. They don't have to bring everything completely prepared.
Wow.
They could actually prepare it on site.
Yeah.
The second way we're going to use this kitchen is to help farmers market vendors who want to make hot foods and serve at the farmers market. They just have to prepare it there and take it right upstairs, and it's done. Third is to provide caterers, like you said, when people have events there. So if you have your wedding at the cultural center, which is those kind of events are an important part of our income stream, we can tack on use of the kitchen for an extra $75 to $100, and they can safely prepare all that food for their guests at the cultural center. And then last but not least is outside caterers who might need to bake for a day or make jams or anything that they want to do. We have sort of the basics there for them to use.
You can expand on the class component too, probably the educational component.
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, it really just means a lot for, you know, adding to what you guys do. And it's really fascinating, Nikki, to have you in and talk about how, you know, really the evolution of this building and how it continues to, you know, provide more and more of these kinds of neat services and really part of our cultural identity. I think, you know, places like the Lincoln City Cultural Center give us a chance to see what people are doing in and around the community, and fantastic.
Thank you.
You've got a great website, and it's very informative. And where can people find you online?
We are at LincolnCity-CulturalCenter.org.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to your browser and you put in Lincoln City Cultural Center and Oregon, you know, then we will always come up, because we own all kinds of variations on that.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like search engines, and you know, you come up right away. And general time frame when folks want to reach out to you, do you like to have a phone call, email? Does it all work? What works?
Yeah, it all works. You know, one of the things that people don't know about us is that we're open 6 days a week from 10 to 4, as well as for all our other outside events. So that 10 to 4, we're only closed on Tuesdays. We're open 10 to 4 Wednesday through Monday, and that's because we see visitors every day of the week coming through there, so we're always open for them. You can drop by the office and see me during those hours, or you can see the business manager. Her name is Carrie, and she can help you out with any kind of business that you'd like to discuss. My phone number is 541-994-9994.
Pleasure, Nikki Price. I'm glad we could do the Price and Price Hour here through Yaquinta Bay Communications. Thanks for listening. Remember, go online, Lincoln City Cultural Center. We'll see you next week.